am A.
Hello, mate.
I am A.
I am A.
Hey.
Hey.
Well done.
We all know what episode this is, don't we?
Do we?
It's the Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So, you two, right?
Yes.
Yes.
On a typical Halloween evening for you two, what goes down?
I hide behind the sofa, me, personally.
I was going to say, I hide in bed. Don't answer the door.
No.
Yeah, just pretend I'm not in. Yeah. Go away, you little
shit. Turn all the lights off.
Yeah. I've got no sweets.
So do you get any, like, visitors, per se?
We just told you. We both hide behind the sofa. Not the same sofa.
No, I know that.
No, Halloween, yeah, I mean, I get a bag of sweets, and the kids, when they're with me, they do sweets at the door, and everybody does fancy dress, don't they?
Yeah.
And fancy dress is big business in this country now, isn't it?
Yeah, and something that I remember, when you had the queue in, yeah. you used to always go full throttle, didn't you, all out.
I can't remember, to be
honest. You went as Beetlejuice one year.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to find a picture of that.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
You what spend did you... half your life dressing up, don't you?
And you're not me or Jordan. At the weekend, yeah, I'm known as Mary. No, I like Halloween. It's all right. It's good fun. And I love the fact that it's been Americanized now, hasn't it? But you didn't know the true meaning. You were questioning it the other week, weren't you?
Yeah.
And insulted loads of people. Did you find out what it was all about?
Did I, heck?
Did you not?
No.
Oh, did you not even think to Google it?
No.
Andrew, do you know the answer?
Do you know? I actually don't.
Oh, right. Okay.
See?
It's. Let me get it up on Google for you. One moment. The night of the 31st of October is the eve of All Saints Day, often celebrated by children dressing up in masks and costumes, yeah?
Yeah.
Halloween is thought to be associated with a Celtic festival when ghosts and spirits were believed to be rising.
You've just said you don't get many kids coming to the door.
No, right. I do, but I hide behind the sofa. Yeah.
Yeah.
But go on.
But do you give chocolates, or most kids these days want money, don't they?
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah.
They're sweets.
Yeah, a few... Yeah, but a few of them have come round. A few of them have come round and asked for money.
Have they got balaclavas on when they're knocking on your door?
But these the kids these days will be going, "Hey, I've got my card reader." So no cash
no,
these
they
days.
Don't.
You threw a little joke there. I like that.
That is not true. But if they're knocking on the door and they've got balaclavas on, mate, that's not trick or treating. That's robbery, that, mate. So I was looking into the Halloween thing, and I was looking up the top 10 horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
That you should watch.
Yeah.
According to Netflix. Oh, no, sorry. According to Rotten Tomatoes. So, yeah. Horror movie. What's your go-to horror movie, John?
Well, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, is that with Bette Midler?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a horror movie?
Well...
That's not a horror movie, surely.
It's kind of a panto with Bette Midler, isn't it? The daft scene, but it is funny.
It's not a horror movie per se, but it's my choice.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah. I think
is that in the top 10?
No, hang on, let me tell you.
I think
you.
It would be.
Is Hocus Pocus in the top 10? No, it's not.
No.
But no, I like that. It was a good choice, that.
Yeah.
For a horror movie. Not horror, but Halloween kind of movie.
Yeah.
What about you, Andrew? Any thoughts?
Well, are we talking like scary sort of movies?
Halloween kind of horror movies.
So,
yeah.
I've got a few.
Go on.
So, Ghostbusters, obviously.
Yeah, which one?
Favourite movie ever. First one.
Yeah, first one.
Others are rubbish.
Yeah, first one.
The Fog. I think he's probably my favourite. Do you know that movie?
Don't you watch that every year?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that. And then maybe the Scream movies. I like those.
I like the comedy Scream movies.
Yeah, those are good as well. And the Final Destination ones. I quite like those.
Oh, I only ever watched one of them. That scared me.
I haven't seen a single one of them.
You haven't?
Not the Final Destination.
Really, really scary.
Right.
And regarding Ghostbusters, Andrew, I think the most recent one was brilliant.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, no, no. So Ghostbusters 2 was rubbish. Was that the one with the Statue of Liberty?
That was the one with the girls.
So the new ones I quite like.
Yeah.
The ones from the last few years.
Yeah, the very last one was amazing.
Yeah. Really good.
So, top 10 scariest horror movies of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes. I've got 10. Right. So, go on, chuck me some ideas, boys.
Halloween.
Halloween is number 7. That was released in 1978.
Not seen it.
Really?
No.
Right, Shining?
Okay.
Here's Johnny.
Yep. Yeah. Shining's in there, 1980, and that's number 4 in the top 10 scariest, Andrew.
I wouldn't have said that it was 1980.
1980?
Wow.
The Shining.
What about Poltergeist?
That's not on this list.
Wow.
Surprisingly. Do you want me to do a countdown for you?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Number 10 is It, 2017. Is that the one with the clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
Never seen it.
Number 9 is Insidious.
Insidious?
Yes, that as well. Number 7, shut up. Number 8 is, I put my teeth in. Number 8 is Sinister. Don't even know what that one is. Number 7 was Halloween. Number 6, The Ring. That's the one where the little girl comes out of the TV, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I need to tell you, my Charlotte, when she was little, right, she had really long hair, George.
Yeah.
And I used to wake up in the night, you know, when you have a feeling that someone stood near you or watching you.
Yeah.
And she'll come out of bed and she'll be hovering next to the bed just looking at me with his big hair. And I absolutely used to have a heart attack.
While we're on the subject of Charlotte.
Yes.
Do you know where she is?
What, now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not mislaid her today.
No.
I go back to this. The Ring, well, yeah, was number 6. Number 5, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number 4 was Shining.
Right.
Number 3, The Conjuring.
Oh, yeah.
I've not seen that one.
Me neither.
Number 3, Hereditary. And number 1, anyone? Number 1?
No.
Scariest movie. Do you want to take a punt?
What's that one where the girl's head spins around? Oh, have we had that? Has that been done?
Poltergeist, I think that is.
Was that Poltergeist?
No,
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, it's Exorcist, Andrew.
Yeah, is that number 1?
Yeah, that's number 1, Exorcist, yeah.
That's not the scariest movie of all time.
Well, I did write this.
It's rubbish.
It said this is according to Rotten Tomatoes, so there you go.
Or if you're American, tomatoes.
Can we talk about last week, gents?
What happened last week?
You two bloody mugging me off with my joke.
Oh, somebody's very sensitive.
I'm not happy about that.
Well, hang on. You told the joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody got it.
No.
Yes.
Whose fault is that?
It was too highbrow for you, you pair of thickos.
No, the delivery...
Aim lower, then.
The delivery was shocking.
I have it on reliable authority from lots of people that they found it hilarious.
Well, they're going to say that to your face. Can you imagine what they're saying behind your head?
Should we do flying fact now?
Is it time for that?
Yeah.
I don't need a flying fact. Oi, oi.
Go on, Kevin.
Oh, am I up first?
Yep.
Okay. I almost got into a fight with James Bond. Fact number 1. Why are you shaking your head? Fact number 2, Mike Sweeney got really cross with me when I took his photograph. And fact number 3, I once stepped in for a dance troupe when one of their dancers fell ill. Discuss, boys!
The fight with James Bond is complete and utter rubbish.
Which James Bond was it?
Daniel Craig.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the Mike Sweeney situation?
Mike was backstage at a festival. I might have told you this one before, actually. But he was backstage at a festival and he was parking his truck and he got it stuck in a ditch. And I said, hang on there, ran off, came back and took a photograph. And he glared at me, he wasn't impressed at all.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
James Bond, I think... might be true.
No.
Right. What's your thoughts, John? You just sat there shaking your head at me.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have joined in with a dance troupe.
I do.
You reckon I got some moves?
Yeah. That's actually quite tricky. I'm going to stick with the dance troupe is the lie.
Joe, what are you going with?
I think the James Bond is the lie.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you the lie is that I once stepped in for a dance troupe. That is a lie. And the other two are true.
Hang on.
What?
Right. Tell me, when did you fight James Bond?
I didn't fight him. I almost got into a fight with him. That's what I said.
Yeah, but which James Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Why?
I was talking to his wife, an actress called Rachel Weisz, who you might know from The Mummy.
Yeah.
And we were chatting.
Yeah.
And then we were just having a bit of a giggle. And I said, I reckon I could knock your husband out. And she went, I'll set it up for you. But that was before I knew she was married to James Bond.
What, was he the current James Bond at this time?
He was at that time, yeah.
How does a conversation like that come about? Was that some sort of a chat-up line or something?
No, well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I was in, what's it called? The big posh hotel in London. Not
Ivy?
No.
Hilton?
No.
Claridge's?
I was going to say Soho. It's not Soho. So something. Anyway, whatever it is. I was in one of the big posh hotels.
Yep.
And I was filming a top table thing with Colin Firth and Rachel Weisz. And when I met Rachel, we got chatting. And I happened to mention something about a husband or a boyfriend. And she said, I'll set you up. You can fight him if you want. I went, yeah, go on then. That was that. We just have a laugh.
Oh.
Are you doing your flying fact now?
Yeah.
Go.
Right. First one was, I've once interviewed Buzz Hawkins on the radio.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one was, I once ate a full jar of jalapeno peppers and then went out for a meal and then paid for it all the way through the meal.
When you say paid for it, do you mean you paid for the meal? You mean paid for it by diarrhea or something?
Yeah, I mean paid for it.
That kind of paid for it.
And I played tennis.
You played or you do play?
I do play. I played tennis. Played.
Right, okay. In real life or on a PS4?
In real life. Discuss, boys.
Okay.
Well, surely the tennis is the lie.
No,
the peppers I can believe you do.
Buzz Hawkins, definitely, because the relationship with Tameside Radio back in the day.
So that's true.
Yeah. What was the second one?
Eating the jar of peppers.
Yeah.
Define play tennis, John. Did you, like, get in...
Is it anything like mountaineering, like you did the other week?
No.
Where you stood in the car park?
Yeah.
And looked at a mountain?
No, I was in...
To the top of the bloody mountain.
I was in a wheelchair. We played tennis, like, over a table.
Oh, table tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
I just thought you meant tennis like white shorts, you know what I mean?
No, table tennis.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
Wow.
I'm going to say table tennis.
I think jalapenos is the lie. Go on, John.
Table tennis is the lie.
Oh, full house for me today. Woo! Excellent.
And what about the jalapeno business? Tell us more about that.
Oh, right.
You paid for it.
My mum...
Yeah.
And her friends were going out for a meal.
Yeah.
And they didn't think about asking me. So last minute, she asked me, do you want to come out for this meal? I said, yeah. But I was too scared to tell her that while she'd gone out to Asda to do some shopping, I got a bit peckish and polished off a full jar of jalapenos.
Of all the things in the house that you could find, that's what you went for.
Yeah.
And then did you go out and have a few beers then?
No, because I was too scared to do anything.
What, like, don't cough? Amazing. You know what we do need to talk about?
Aye.
Stalybridge Celtic.
Aye, we've done it, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've done it, yeah. Do you want to tell everybody?
Have we?
No, I was thinking about some else, go on.
We went and interviewed the main man, didn't we, Mike Pelich?
Yeah, Mike's the, he's not the social media guy, he's the YouTube manager for Stalybridge Celtic, so he goes and films all the matches.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, top bloke, he films all the matches. and stick them on YouTube. And he was very nice to put your face all over YouTube a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And we went down and had a kickabout, didn't we?
And we, yeah, and we made one of his dreams come true.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Because he always says he loves the bit where we do the hiya, mate. So he tried it himself.
Hiya, mate. Hiya. I've always wanted to do that.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, should we try the hiya, mate? Let's see if this works. You ready?
Yeah. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate. Hey!
Hang on a minute. How many takes did that take?
One.
Because we've been sat here for 6 months trying to get that right.
I knew that was coming. Well, John, I have reached out to Stalybridge Celtic and I've asked them, you know, we're waiting on the call to see if they're going to sign you. But so far, they're refusing my emails. They keep bouncing back.
All right.
So I don't think you're going to be playing for them, mate.
Yeah.
But we had a good day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Bit of a kickabout. There's a couple of pictures on their socials.
A few falls were had.
Yeah. What did you think to Mike then? You like him?
Yeah, top lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he the one that gave you the red card for falling over?
Yeah.
I just happened to have them in my pocket for some strange reason. So what else did you ask him? We got a rogue interview out of this, haven't we?
Yeah.
So we need to tell everybody about that.
I also ventured down over avenues. I found out that he did fostering and asked him a little bit about that.
So 1995 I met my missus. Right. We've been together 30 years, and she was already a foster carer, and I just sort of fell into it with her really, and we've done it ever since.
Oh.
So we're coming up 30 years.
Yeah, how many of them actually got involved in with what you do around Stalybridge Celtic and stuff like that?
We had five kids come into our care 10 years ago.
Right.
And they weren't really into football, but they saw me watching football. Yeah. And they got into football, and now we've come into Stalybridge Celtic. They're all, a few of them are into Celtic as well. Three out of the five come and watch Celtic as well.
Oh.
And my grandkids as well, they come as well.
He was saying when there's 11 of them going to a match on a Saturday. That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It was a good little interview, that, John.
Yeah,
so when can we hear it? Are we going to release it as a rogue?
I think that's the plan.
Andrew, can we release that?
Well, this is episode 80 we're doing right now. It'll be episode 81, which will come out on the Saturday.
Oh, all right.
Bonus Saturday, so...
Top.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should we do a joke of the week?
If you'd like. Here's
another joke of the week. So, last time around, Kevin's dreadful joke meant that Jordan got to 24 points and Kevin remained on 27 for, I think, the third or fourth week in a row, actually. So, let's see what happens this time around.
I'm not happy at all.
You've only got yourself to blame, mate.
I'm devastated. Am I going first?
Yep.
Okay. Gents, I've just been for a job interview, and the guy asked me if I could perform under pressure. Put my teeth in. I'll start again, shall I?
Yeah.
Has this feature scarred you for life?
Something's going on. My brain's going. Anyway, listen, I've just been for a job interview, and the guy asked me if I could perform under pressure.
Yes.
I said, not really, but I could do a pretty decent version of Bohemian Rhapsody. Are we having that now?
Yeah.
You two are mating me about it, I can tell.
Go on then.
Go on, John.
I don't like that one. My mate, who's a pirate, he wants to get his lesbian sister's friend laid. Yeah. So he says, I've got an idea. He says, go on then. He says, sick and scissor my sister. Do you get it?
No, explain it to me, please.
Oh, no, don't, please. Please explain.
Yeah, no, explain it.
No.
Write it down in big letters.
Actually, yeah, go on, Jordan, explain. We'll keep this in.
Yes, see how you like it.
Right, no.
No.
Listen, North.
Where are you from?
Listen to the joke again.
No, we're batty
no,
over
no
it.
We heard it. We heard it. We just need it explaining.
Yeah, but lesbians, they have a technique called...
Stop you there. Time out.
See?
Right, stop.
They have a technique.
They have a technique.
Stop you there before we get struck off and Ofcom are involved. Andrew.
Okay,
we need to go.
Scores on the doors. Kevin, 28. Jordan remains on 24.
Say goodnight, Jordan.
Goodnight, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.